Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
This time, we've got the Redden family up from Burnsville, North Carolina.
They say times are changing, so we should change too. Trade our old-time religion for something new. Faith is outdated while living the past. My answer is simple, so if you ask, I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. His passion was passing by nails to a cross. I still love the sound as the saints start to sing songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where a broken one's prayed and find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's
brought us this far. I saved countless millions and reached hardened hearts. Oh, times are changing forever will. There'll still be one Savior when Calvary's healed.
I still love to hear how was fastened by nails to a cross. I still love the sound as the saints start to sing songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where a broken one's praying and find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's was passing by nails to cross. And I still love the sound as the saints start to sing
songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray and find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real.
The fall of Noah, however, it can be seen in comparison to Adam. Watch this. In chapter 9, we see that the history of Noah was not very different from the history of Adam. Adam was placed upon upon an earth that came out of the deep, right? Boy, that earth, on day 3, that earth came up right up out of the waters. Are you with me? Amen. It came right up out of the waters. And then Noah came forth, however, of an earth that had emerged from the waters of judgment from sin. Adam also was made the head of the ruler of all creation, according to Genesis chapter number 1, verse 28. The Bible says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Noah, Genesis 9, 2. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea into your hand. They are delivered. Then Adam, look here, we'll go back to the garden again. Adam was blessed by God to be fruitful and to multiply and to replenish the earth. Just as God blessed Noah. Remember, we talked about this last week. Just as God blessed Noah, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Whoa, there's some comparisons here. There's some things, some multiple similarities. Y'all with me this morning? There's some great similarities within the text. Watch this. Adam was placed by God in a garden to dress it and keep it. Just as Noah began to be a what? Husbandman and planted a vineyard. Now watch what takes place. Some things happened within the gardens. Watch what takes place. Adam transgressed and fell because of a fruit of the garden. When we get over there, Noah, just as Noah transgressed and he fell as a result of the fruit of the vineyard. Are y'all with me this morning? I'm telling you right now, there's some comparisons between Adam and Noah. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that man back there in Adam's day, Adam messed up. But I tell you, we ain't too far after the judgment the word Noah messes up. And if it had been me or you, we'd have messed up too. Notice this. Adam's nakedness was covered by another. His nakedness was covered by God, amen, through them coats of skin. But watch what happens after Noah gets drunk, after Noah falls. What takes place? His nakedness is uncovered. And guess what? Shem and Japheth go backward, and they cover thy father's nakedness. Are y'all with me this morning? Amen. His nakedness was covered by another. Then Adam had three sons. Somebody help me out here. First son, Cain, Abel, and then Seth. We know that Cain slew Abel, right? And so, and Cain was a vagabond. God put a curse upon his life. And Seth was the seed line of the Lord Jesus Christ. Out of Seth came people like Noah. Y'all with me? Watch this. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, I want you to watch what takes place within the text, because we're going to see in the text, we're going to see where the seed line is going to continue. There's a blessing, there's a prophecy here in these three generations. Watch this. Let's see, let me go back over to chapter number 9. Look down there in verse number 25. And he said, cursed be Canaan, the servants shall be unto his brethren. Watch this. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Y'all see that? Everybody's going to serve Shem. Watch this. And God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of who? Shem. And Canaan shall be his servant. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that Shem's carried the glory. What I'm trying to tell you is Shem's going to be the one, amen, that goes all the way, amen, from Noah's day. He's going to go all the way down there, and he's going to end up in the genealogy of Jesus Christ down there in Matthew chapter number 1. Now, when you get to the genealogies of Matthew chapter number 1, what you find is it does not begin in Noah's day. It begins with Abraham, the David, amen, from David before Babylon, and then after Babylon. There's three different sections within there, 42 generations, amen. What you're going to find is different segments of 14 generations. All of those things are important. However, what I'm seeing in the text this morning is this, that these three sons, amen, are pointing just like Adam's sons were important, so were Noah's sons important. Because those sons were going to be what determines and carries on the bloodline that continues for the Lord Jesus Christ eventually down the road. I find it remarkable that Adam's sin came directly after God gave a warning. He said, the day that you eat of the tree thereof, thou shalt surely die. And it's so remarkable that Noah's sin came directly after a massive worldwide flood that God had wiped out the whole face of the world. Yet, he just like Adam, he didn't heed to the message. Somebody said one of the worst things about history is we don't learn anything from history. I mean, just look at what's going on in our nation right now. I'm seeing us go backwards, not forwards. They were talking about men's discrimination and racism and all kinds of things like that. We've got a world hate going on right now. I'm talking about this. I'm starting to see the Jews, man, persecuted again within our own nation after the Holocaust. I'm telling you, after things that, man, we know better, yet we're seeing our nation go that way because of sin and division. If we're a divided nation, we'll crumble, we'll fall. And that's what I think that Satan's trying to do to America. Not only do we see the fall of Noah can be seen through that through the comparisons, but also we see this. We see that the fall of Noah can be seen to give us coaching. I'm trying to keep them C's together, so there's some things we can learn. There's some things we can learn through Noah's fall. You ever felt like a failure? How many times you come to church on Sunday, praise God, the preacher get up and preach, and before you get out, service good. You get down there to the McDonald's, man, you get down there over there to the Hardee's, and before you know it, amen, there's already what the preacher just preached. I mean, you've already hit that mark. I'm talking about this. We're not learning anything from the Word of God. We're not applying it to our lives. It's just a showboat mentality. It's just religion. That's all it is. I hate religion. Religion's what put Christ on the cross. No, it's not about religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus. That's what this thing's about. Boy, I'm telling you right now, you got all these people walking around, and man, you know what makes me sick? Me and Zach was talking about this the other day. What makes me sick is people who are religious people who go down to the workplace and act religious and then turn around and live like hell throughout the week, amen? And that makes a bad name for Jesus. They had no relationship for Christ whatsoever. And it makes us who have a relationship with Christ look like a fool. They'll say things the Bible don't say. Hey, some people start, they ain't doing that to me no more. You want ammo? Read your Bible. They come up to you, man, and say, well, the Bible says, no, it don't. Give me a scripture and verse for it. Show it to me in the Word of God. I'd be more than happy to look at it. I'd be more than happy to investigate that with you. They can't do it. They can't do it, man. What they want to do is they want to fabricate their ideas of religion, and it's messing up what Christ did for us. And the cross. Look at this. There's some things we've learned. Can you imagine this? Noah's built the ark. Noah's managed to follow God's guidance, follow God's word. He's been a leader. When it comes to the world prophecy, he saw some things coming, right? And Noah followed the leadership of God. He built an ark. All of those things. And Noah was an example of how to be a great father, how to be a great dad. He led his family in the right things. However, we also must understand this. He has he's demonstrated the abilities to lead his family, and then out of the blue, Noah fails. Now let's ask ourselves this question, why did Noah fail? Now, I don't know for sure, but I'm gonna tell you something. Look here, it sure is easy to be the preacher on Sunday. It's easy to look the part. It's easy to stand in the choir and sing from a hymn book. But when you don't have anybody there to please.
That's right.
Them old time men of God used to tell us, boys, they'd get us in the corner and they'd say, men, let me tell you something. Your number one priority is not how you live in front of people. It's how you live when their people's not there. He said that's what integrity is, man. How you live in the darkness. How you live out there, man, outside the church. How you listen, that's how you determine your spirituality.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. When I look at my spirituality meter outside the house of God, sometimes I'm going to tell you something. I ain't ranking too high. Times I ought to turn to the Lord. I'm turning to my pride, turning to my fist. Don't want to take care. Amen. Oh boy. I'll tell you this is what I see. I see this Jesus said this, and I agree 100% with what he said. He said, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good gifts unto them that ask? We're learning this from Noah. We're learning, yes, Noah was a good man. Yes, Noah knew some things about God. But yes, Noah was a man. He was a natural man. He had a tendency. He was of flesh. And the flesh will do things that the flesh loves to do if it's not kept under subjection.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.